Hey guys, you're on the Verge of Verge. Welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will choose to rejoice and continue to choose to be glad. I'm sitting on the patio in Houston, Texas, at my little sister's house. She's having a wonderful time. The family decided to all fly in from all over the country to celebrate my niece's birthday. And man, it's just something special about when the spirit of family comes together. And it just puts you in a different vibe, a different mindset. The energy is different. And so it's just wonderful to be in the midst of unconditional love, respect, and honor for one another. And it seems like you're in a different world when you got a strong family. The fiber of the family is really under attack, beginning with taking the man's place. First is God, then man, then wife and children. Subsequently, the government has taken the role of the leader of the home when they started giving a general assistance and providing financially for the home, and it just took the leadership role completely. And moving forward, fast forward to 2022, our brothers and our men in the communities have been sabotaged. And so that's why we have so many brothers in prison, so many brothers strung out on drugs, so many brothers in at-risk mode, dysfunction in the mental state of mind, emotional state of mind. Our brothers just hanging out on the corners with a faraway look in their eyes, aimless, no direction, no vision for the future. When the vision, for lack of vision, we perish. And so that's what we're seeing, man. But just to see men step up in the role of leadership and providing direction for the family and meeting all the needs, man, it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I'm praying that we get back to that, where we honor the man in the home, regardless of his financial ability to provide, because the way society has been set up in a capitalistic society, men have taken a back seat because we're no longer the providers of the family. And so the only options and alternatives that are left results in criminal activity. However, on the other side of the same coin, men have taken courage, and men have found ways and means to have government assistance to be able to pull themselves up by their bootstraps by opening their own businesses and non-for-profit organizations. And most of our men who have been successful are in the arena of entertainment or sports, the professional sports categories. And some of us have an opportunity to be successful when we educate ourselves. We perish for a lack of knowledge and equip ourselves with a particular skill set that would be able to create wealth and financial stability for ourselves first, and then we're able to more sustain our families, and the responsibilities of leadership and manhood begin to show up. And so there are numbers, percentages are high in our community of men who understand their rightful place and who are operating in those capacities where men are successful. But those are not the kinds of examples we see when it comes to media, even social media. We don't hear a lot about the great success of men who have impacted the world significantly, not only their families, not only the community, but the world abroad. We don't hear a lot of that. And when we look backwards and move back to our original place where we originally came from as kings and priests, that's been stripped away from us intentionally by this structure that's been set up in this capitalist society. Money is king. And so we lose our values. We become desensitized to the principles that really matter. Now things matter more than people. When we get back to people, mattering more than things, then I think we'll be on the right track to move in a better direction. Of course, putting God first, understanding your identity. A lot of us don't know who we are because we have no real understanding of our origin and how we came to be who we are. And that's why generation is important. We understand the Big Mama and Big Daddy and how they worked hard to have a name that's respected in the community. So those are the kind of things that we need to take a look at to kind of turn the tide of what's going on in our community as far as the man is concerned, as far as providing the leadership and the strength and the direction for our families. Subsequently, our children will carry the mantle forward, creating generational wealth. Everybody got that. Everybody seems to understand that, except our community. So I'm praying that we'll wake up and see what is going on with us killing each other, not to mention the law enforcement organization is taking our lives, drugs, and all of the other things. But once we really find out who we are, who we really are, we'll be able to rise above these challenges and vicissitudes of life that keeps us in bondage and it keeps us chasing our tail, you know, the hamster on the wheel type of lifestyle where we're not getting anywhere, making a difference and doing things that really matter. So let's just pray that we would begin to understand that we're better than who they portray us to be, that there are a high percentage of men, black men and men of color, who have been greatly successful and have really made a difference in the communities and in our society at large. So let's work on building ourselves and finding out who we are through personal development and spiritual development and awakening, bringing ourselves to a level of awareness. They're talking about we're woke now. We need to open our eyes and the scales begin to fall from our eyes and we really see the truth. And when we become to know the truth, get to a place where we know the truth, then we'll recognize that the truth is what really makes us free. We've been on the verge, man. We're actually on the verge. It's time. Wake up time.